Hey guys, welcome back to the Yin and Yang podcast. My name is Bianca, aka Yin.
Yes, and my name is Roberto, aka Yang. How are you doing,
today's
bro?
Today's topic... Oh, I'm doing horrible.
Good.
My mental health is in the basement.
Yes, I don't have any.
Oh, problems?
Mental health.
Shit. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah, so today's topic is going to be mental health, because apart from Roberto, everyone has it. Everyone has problems. Everyone has life, I guess.
Yes, so that's going to be our topic for today, mental health and everything related around it. Last week, we spoke about our dreams, dicks, and death, and everything kind of like related to it. We didn't have a topic last week that we were very happy with, but I'm kind of happy with this one. A lot to talk about. Apart from that, we had a quest to do a documentation of someone, but it's taking a little bit longer. So that will be up not next Tuesday, but the Tuesday after that. This Tuesday, we both reveal our dreamscape paintings. Ooh.
Yes.
Yes.
And I also heard that you have like a little disclaimer for this podcast. Mm. Just from the beginning on.
Yes.
To make it clear.
Yes.
Go, Yang.
Yes, yes.
Do your thing.
Yeah, we're idiots. Okay, so quick disclaimer. Everything we talk about the Yin and Yang podcast is completely aims to entertain. Some topics may be a little bit controversial, and we might touch upon like some things that are a little bit sensitive. We're not looking out to hurt people. That makes me feel really bad. So I hope that everyone... Okay, Bianca is actually... let's fight. No, I'm not looking out for anything hurtful. So please keep that in mind, that everything is all good fun. Yeah.
Thank you for the disclaimer.
Disclaimer.
I don't want to get cancelled
yeah.
yet.
Yeah. Same. Same.
Yeah.
Like, cancel before we begin. Get the fuck out.
Yeah. That's so funny. Like, Roberto has a friend and she just said, maybe you should do that. Like, maybe you should just... add a little disclaimer, not that in 10 years people will come back to this and just hear the jokes we make and think that we're assholes.
Yeah.
Which we are not.
Okay, anyway, so
Currently,
like, also like half the comedians in America are cancelled for like racist, homophobic or transphobic tweets. Like, we do not stand by that, of course. It's a topic that's very interesting. Like, on one side, it does a lot of good. Like, I think we need to purge out the toxicity. But at the other side, like, why cancel Jenna Marbles? Like, you know?
Yeah, don't even start.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Yeah, it's not, but it's fine. Mental health.
Mental health. So, yes. Oh, my God. Like, it's been... I saw a small meme yesterday on the internet. And it was just... okay, it's not really a meme, but... a girl, like, she was getting abused by her boyfriend for a very long time, and she was kind of taken hostage, and she couldn't get out of the relationship. You know how she saved herself?
She killed him?
Basically.
What?
No. She got to order one pizza, and she put into, like, the description, please help, send 911 to us. And then a pizza guy delivery sent the police to their home. And I'm like, that's exactly what mental health is. There's an abusive boyfriend in our our minds that's like trying to take us hostage, and it keeps pushing us and like attacking us. But we just need to eat pizza.
Wow. That's basically the point of the whole story. Like, yeah. Pizza saves lives.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Yeah, I know that we're both people that have, like, a little bit of darkness within us. We have, like, this little boyfriend kind of demon in us that,
kinda
like,
hot.
Holds us back, keeps us hostage, kind of hot.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie. Mm-hmm. I also have to say, I connected to you over your darkness when I met you in Australia.
Yes.
And that's something, I want to talk about this a little bit, like how I met you.
Yes. It was magical. Full with flowers and love and happiness and smiles.
And I hated that.
Yes.
Because that's what Roberto stood for. Like, he came into the garden.
Yes.
And he was beautiful. He was like, la di la di la.
How good.
Yes. Oh, and I saw that. And my depressive little ass was like, Nah, he's so happy. I spit on you too.
Yes, we met while we were both backpacking and traveling around Australia. And then we both landed in Sydney. And there was this one hostel, like Secret Garden. And I don't know, like destiny brought us all together there. It was a very magical place and filled with love and opportunity and, well, English boys and drugs and a lot of drinking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Not for us. We were hiding somewhere in the little room and we played Dungeons and Dragons.
Yes, for the nerds that we are. There was like, it was very Harry Potter, you know, like you had this little cabinet, room 7, where like all the closets and old drinks and everything was like kind of pressed together. But we like managed to sneak a table in there and they called us the very, very virgin club because one very wasn't enough. And we sat there from like, I don't know, 8 in the evening to like 4 in the morning, screaming, making orcs. I'm like, rah, rah, blah. At some point, someone came knocking, like Carmelo, and he was like, what are you guys doing in here? And this sounds very sexual. And I'm like, well, and then he just saw like everyone sitting there like, hey, hello.
And it was like, really smelly in there.
So smelly.
Like, it was a bunch of virgins that sweat a lot.
Yes, basically.
basically.
Best time of my life.
Yeah, but what I wanted to talk about was that I met Roberto and he was a very light person. He was a sunshine. And I could not connect with him that well. Because even though I also might seem a little bit sunny, I also have like rain clouds within me. And then there was this one evening where the two of us were sitting with another friend, Elias, together in the evening. And I think I said evening twice.
But it was
in the evening. It was very much evening.
But was it dark?
Yeah, it was in the TV room. Like, it was already evening.
Oh, it was in the evening. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And we were sitting there in the evening together after the daytime.
Late night,
when it's almost night, evening.
In the evening dark.
And we shared like sad stories about our lives. And we said like, what is still haunting us? And that was the evening I realized, damn, I like that dude.
Yes.
I'm going to start a podcast with you so hard.
Yes.
It was the day I knew. I looked at you. I was like, in 2 years, we will start a podcast.
It's going to happen. Like the whole plotting and methodically. And that's funny because like that's when Bianca like started liking me. But I liked you from the beginning. I remember like, but I have to say also like my first memory of you was that we played pen and paper, like the pen and paper in the TV room for the first time. And we sat next to each other like on the bench. And I remember thinking like, she's too pretty to play Dungeons and Dragons. But then you were playing it, and then you were playing, I'm like, never mind, I get it now. you're really good at it.
And thank you.
Yes, and it's also funny that you even, like, there's so many things that had to happen in a certain way for us to even meet, because Elias, like, another friend of ours, who was the Dungeon Master, like, a quick backstory, like if you don't know what pen and paper is, you basically sit around the table, someone prepares a story, and the other players go through that story, and you can fight and roleplay and stuff like that. He prepared something, but he only wanted experienced players inside of this group, because he didn't want to like wait, there were too many people asking to play, and the very, very virgin group back then was so popular.
Everyone wanted to join.
Yeah. So he said, no, only experienced players. So I got in because I had some experience and you lied.
And I lied. Like, I saw him and he was working on something. And I was like, is that like pen and paper sheets, Dungeons and Dragons? And I only saw them on like pictures from friends. Like, I've never, ever in my life played or similar. And Elias was like, oh, yes, have you played? And I was like, a couple of times, and then he said, yeah, you want to join the very, very virgin club? And I was like, gotta think about it, because I'm such an experienced player. Yeah. Like, I don't know if you're on my league. And he was like, come on.
Please.
And I said, okay.
Yeah. Make them want
it. I was like,
But on the inside, you're like, please, what the fuck?
Please.
What am I doing?
And then also, like, the first session that we started, like, when he said, yeah, so you guys basically know the rules. I was like, yeah, but maybe you can just, like, Say them again, just yeah. for everyone who is a little bit unsure. Like, I had no idea. Yeah. No idea.
Yeah, and I remember thinking, like, no, for me, I'm fine. You know, but yeah, but he also had a new system. So it was really nice. Like, yes. he made his whole system, like, different from Dungeons & Dragons. Like, you had to roll 3 times to see if you were successful or not. Like, anyway.
Yeah, it was so much rolling. So much rolling.
It was basically half of the time we were calculating it. And then we were like, oh, God. Okay, I can move over the bridge now. Yes.
It was a lot of fun.
It was so much fun.
Yeah, and that's just funny how many little things had to happen for us to become friends.
Yeah, best friends.
Best friends.
The bestest of friends. Yes.
Yes.
You're lagging.
We have a podcast together. The rest of the people, what do you guys have? Huh? Annika, do you have a podcast with me? Huh? Elias? Huh? No, I have it with Roberto. Fuck you, Dennis.
Oh, poor Annika, how does she feel about it? Is she okay with this?
Oh, she listens to it. Yeah. It's really nice.
That didn't answer my question. Like, is she okay with it? She listens to it.
No, she's really excited to be a guest on the show. And I asked her for today because we also really wanted to have a guest for this week.
Yes,
but
okay.
The both of us just did not put any effort in it. We were so in our own minds, in our own lives.
In our own mental health. I think, like,
yeah.
Yeah, because I've been
like,
struggling
everything's
with
going on this week. Yeah, same.
Yeah.
We will talk about it. Like, we will come to this.
Yes, definitely.
But, yeah. And then yesterday evening, we were like, okay, let's find a guest. And we texted everyone, but no one has time. Like, it's just too short notice.
Yes. So, a few people that are on the list for the first guest is going to be Annika, Bianca's best friend. She has a lot of expertise about...
She has her own YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Go follow her, by the way. Little shout.
Annika Frost. She's German, though. But she has a couple of English videos. So
yeah.
Go and watch it. Me and Roberto are also in some of them.
Yeah, you have to look very, very deeply for that, though. Sophie is going to be a guest on our podcast. She's going to talk about very interesting stuff like Satanism and what that actually means. It's not sacrificing goats and drinking virgin blood.
I love that.
Unfortunately, man, that would have been so cool. No, but and also stuff about bondage and kinky stuff. Yeah.
Oh, that's so sick.
It's so cool. Yeah, I'm really excited for that. We're gonna have Emily on our podcast. She's a spiritual teacher and she does yoga every Saturday at 2. And she is fucking funny. So I'm really excited for that as well. I wanted to say something else, but I forgot.
Okay, but maybe I can like jump right into some of the questions that I had prepared for the mental health. First of all, I want to know, what was your lowest point in life mentally? Like, what time? What was the reason?
Okay.
Don't make it too sad.
Yeah. Did you see how it was disappearing like a big sigh out?
I saw it. Like, I was like, no, come back.
Don't go back there. So, like a quick backstory for my life, and maybe anyone can relate back home as well. Like, sometimes you just don't have the right tools in order to deal with the things that are thrown at you. And sometimes the things hit you so hard that you're like, just get knocked out. I think the lowest point of my life is that. Like what I struggled with mostly was my insecurity in combination with like just depression, like not seeing anything that could be possible in the future. You think of like, where am I in a year? And it's just like a blank, you know? Can you relate to that?
Oh, so much. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I think that where that was at its worst, like I'm 26 now and I built myself from the ground up. Like, I fixed my health. I'm at the school of my dreams and stuff like that. But the lowest point was, I think, a few years ago, before I went to Australia, I had a room with a bar inside of it. And it was, like, very cool. Like, in the beginning, I had friends over and we were, like, drinking in it and having fun. And then, like, 2 months in, I started to just... like, not invite anyone anymore because I didn't want to see people, smoked a lot of weed, and everything became dusty. Like, I remember waking up and it was like the apocalypse, man. I looked around, there was dust settled in everywhere on the bar. It was used as a laundry rack at this point. I just laid in bed and was like thinking, is this like, when I was a kid, I had all these dreams. Is this where it's gonna go? Is this what I'm gonna do with my life? That was my lowest point.
And I also really like the symbolism of the dust, because I always, when I have these weird depressive periods, I always explain it that there's like mist around me. And like, there's just dust. There's a layer of dust on my heart.
Yes, that's exactly it.
And I have to like get rid of it. I have to like clean up.
Yes.
So
how was it for you? Also, what's your lowest point, you think?
It was also like shortly before Australia and also a little bit afterwards, because I don't know, like, there was just a lot going on and I was super sad and like so fucking depressed.
Yes.
It's so weird. Depression is so weird.
Depression is really weird. And also like now in the spirit, especially like the apocalypse hits and everyone's like isolated. And I look around my class or I look around my friends. And it's just everywhere. Everyone is affected by this. And in the back of my mind, because we're doing this podcast, I always feel like we're like need to hit a joke, but at the same time this isn't really funny. Like, it's just kind of depressing, you know. And that's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Like, thanks for listening to this podcast. We'll be back next week.
Check out our links. It's interesting to talk about.
Yeah.
Because why?
Yeah, it's so interesting.
Because what pushed you to go to Australia then? Was it the depression or?
No, it was just everyone was doing it. Mm. Like, my best friend went the year before I went. Mm-hmm. And then you just hear from so many people that before they start studying, they go to Australia. And I did not have any plans for my future. So I just said, okay, if so many people are going, maybe I should as well. And good decision.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
like, I met all my
look at us now.
My friends there. Yeah, look at us. We're basically famous.
Yeah, my mom watches.
Does she?
No, she doesn't.
Does she really?
Like, not even my
mom.
Yeah,
my mom watched a bit of it, and she can't speak English, so she was like, "What did you say about me?" Because she only heard the sentence, "I love my mommy."
Oh, she's like, "What did you say? What did you do there?
What did you say?" Why did you have to clarify that you love me? Like, what did you say beforehand?
What was that? Huh? What does the word backstory mean?
Okay, I have another question. And this one is really funny because I have a story time linked to that one. So what is the worst advice someone has given you during depressive times or that you have given to someone?
I mean, apart from the... Obviously, like, wait, you're depressed? Just don't be, you know?
Mm. You're homeless? Just buy a house?
Yeah. you don't have money? Just get some. I'm like, oh, that was the problem.
Just go to a bank.
Yeah, like, get your money. I think it was actually from my mom. Where, like, she just couldn't understand, like, what was going on internally. And she basically just got annoyed with the fact that I was, like, so down and depressed. So every time, because I lived back after the bar stuff, I went back for a little while. And she just saw me, like, just, like, boof, like, on places. Yeah. Like, you're just no energy, like, no whatever. And she just gets like, oh, my, can't you just, like, start, like, clean up this and do this and do this and do this and do this. Mm-hmm. Instead of, like, asking what's going on. Like, she never asked, how are you feeling? Why are you this way? Instead, just telling you all the things you shouldn't do. And that's, for me, the worst advice to give to people when they're in a bad spot. You don't want to hear what you gotta or not gotta do. I think the first step is you want to acknowledge it and feel seen and understood. And then from there you can build up, I guess. I don't know. How's that for you?
Yeah, notice. Yeah, like the last thing you want to hear when you're in a depressive state is like, come on, get out of bed or do something. Don't be so lazy. Yeah. Ugh, this room is a mess. Like, that's the worst things you could say. Like, no.
That triggered me. Why are you so lazy? I'm like...
Yeah. I'm not lazy. I'm sad, okay? I don't have a will to live anymore.
But at the same time...
Will! Where are you? Will!
The will to live is gone. Yes. And then at the same time, I'm also like, Mama, you make me some food. I'm really hungry.
I'm thirsty, bring me water.
Water.
I'm dying.
Yes, literally and emotionally.
Yeah. No, but the worst advice was something that I gave to someone. Like, gave the worst advice to someone. It was horrible. And I think about it so often. So I was, like, a lot of times I am depressed. I was super depressed, like, to the point where I was like, I don't want to live anymore, blah, 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 suicidal.
Wait, dial back, because you're like, haha, lol, yeah, yeah. Suicide, but wait. what were these thoughts? What were you feeling in that moment?
Yeah, it was, like you said, you look to the future and all you see is black. And you're also so sad in this very moment. So then you think, do I even have to live?
See the point.
You don't see the point. And then it's just easier to maybe just... Because especially me, I'm not afraid of dying. I'm not afraid of death. So I think everything after that might be so interesting and adventurous. Mm. And that's not a good combination.
No, that's not a good combination to have. No.
Like,
that's the
be excited for death and be suicidal.
Yes. No. That's not. But
it's really bad.
Yeah, it's really bad. But I'm so happy...
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, I'm just like staring at you. I'm so happy.
Yeah, same,
to look at you.
I guess.
No, that, I don't know. I get awkward.
No, but that's just like the background story for the worst advice that I gave. Because I know this feeling of, oh, maybe I don't want to live anymore. So then I was in Australia and I was like in a kind of good state.
Oh, no.
And I got a call from one of my back in the days best friends.
Mm.
And he was like, I am depressed to the point where I think I want to commit suicide. You know what I said.
No, Bianca, you can't. No. Oh my God, we're cancelled.
No, I said don't do it. I'm just kidding. I said maybe you should do it. It's the worst advice I gave to someone.
But I get your intention. Like, you're like...
I don't want to keep anyone from doing something that they want to do.
I mean, it ties together with the mentality, you can do whatever you want, you know?
Yeah, just don't. No, but I also told him that...
Yeah.
Just let me know
beforehand. Yeah?
Like, just let me
know. You're lagging, shit.
Yeah.
Wait, one second. Okay. Can you repeat the sentence? Because you lagged out for a moment for me.
I don't know if it's better if I repeat or not. Now I'm insecure about the story. Should we cut it?
No, it's not. No, it's fine. Because, like, at least we're being honest about it. And we learn and grow from it. And I think that's something that...
And we have a disclaimer at the beginning.
And we did a disclaimer at the beginning. So we can say whatever we want now. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
No, but I like, that's what, like, my fears with censorship is that we also deny ourselves to grow and learn, because we're human, we're very flawed, we make decisions that are really bad, and that's why we grow. Like, there was this sentence and it said, like, plants don't grow because of the sun, they grow because it rains. And I'm like, yes.
Woo.
You know, like, that's...
I think you said the sentence already in the first podcast.
Well,
like, I'm not sure.
I'm just so blown away by it. I'm like, yes, water than plants, you know?
Yeah, rain on me.
We're going to do a performance video one time as well. I'm going to do the rain on me.
I hope so.
Yeah, that would be sick. That would be sick.
But that should be after the corona time, that we can actually do something together in a video.
Yes, yeah, definitely. I mean, it is allowed to have one guest over.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, okay.
Okay, good.
No, but that was the worst advice I gave to someone.
That's
an
experience.
Just do it! Just
do it! Like, it's like...
I dare you! No balls.
Yeah,
No balls.
I saw, like, make me think of that meme, you know? Like, that guy, there's a guy standing on top of a building, and he's like, I ask the world for signs, and there's this huge billboard of Nike, just do it.
It's perfect.
Yeah. And also, I choked someone one time when I was a kid. So that was
one. Wait, what?
Okay, let's back up. So I am very, I'm a pacifist. Like, I don't believe in, I don't believe in war and all that stuff.
But
as a child, I was very like on my own. I was in my fancy world, very sweet, very innocent. But I had a very, let's say, aggressive father figure in my life. So that I didn't realize there was some pent up aggression hidden within me. So I think I was like 8 or something. Now that we're talking about mental health and where it all comes from, because usually a lot is traced back from your childhood, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a story time. I was playing with a friend of mine. We were at home and we had like magic cards. And we were playing with the magic cards as if we were summoners. And we're like, yeah, I summoned this monster, this and that. And then he was like, wait, you actually have really good cards, blah, blah, blah. Can I see some of them? I'm like, yeah, here, you can even have them. Like, I don't really play it anyway. And then he started like tearing at the sides of them. And I'm like, no, don't do that. And he started like...
Yeah, choke that motherfucker.
And then I got somehow like this insane, and like I think about this every now and then, and I just get like flushed. And then I got so angry that moment that I like choked him, and then I let go. And I was like, I don't know what happened.
God.
Yes, it was really scary for a kid.
It's super scary.
That was the first time, like when I was 8, that I had a relationship with the emotion of anger, because like that was so, and he looked at me and he was like, put the cards down. He was like, no, it's fine. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I didn't know why I did that. And it's not like,
God.
Yeah, like, I don't know why I did that. And he was like, no, it's okay. Like, it's okay. I really don't mind it. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then 5 minutes later, we'll be playing again as if nothing happened.
Okay. Yeah. Kids are weird. Like, and I have like a similar story when I was like helping for 1 week in my kindergarten that I used to go to. Like, I was 16 and I was like, yeah, I want to go back there and just chill there for a week with the women and like chill with them, with the kids and play with them, whatever. And there was like, at some point they left me alone with like a group of kids and I was playing with one girl. And then I looked over and I saw how like another girl sat on top of like a 3-year-old and started choking her. And like the 3-year-old was just like, and the other girl was like 5 and she just choked her. And I went there and I was like, the fuck. And I just like yeeted her away. Like I took her just like on her shirt, on the back. And I was like, yeet. I was like, the fuck are you doing? Like, and I looked at the 3-year-old. I was like, are you okay? And she was like, yeah.
Oh my
God. And she went to her sister and like in her arms and started crying. And I was like, the fuck are you doing?
Oh.
Oh my God. Like, imagine if I wouldn't have looked over and I just kept playing with like the other chicks.
Yeah.
Like, she would have choked her to death.
Yeah, but kids are weird, man. Like,
they don't get it.
Like, and that's that animalistic side inside of us. Like, we are sophisticated humans and we do stuff, but we're also beasts, you know?
Yeah.
We're also weird animals that bite each other and suck ass, you know?
Like, talking about choking kids to sucking ass.
I did not want to connect those two things. I did not. This is a disclaimer. I disidentify with the statement.
It would be so funny if I get cancelled and then you have to make a statement like, I'm so sorry for Bianca's behavior. I'm not going to chill with her anymore. She is cancelled. And I'm just there like...
The fuck?
The fuck?
Yeah, what would you do in that situation? Like, imagine like there would be an outrage on me. Like... Again, super pretentious, like, who even cares, but whatever. But imagine, like, people go like, yeah, Roberto made a comment, and I cannot believe he said this, blah, blah, blah. And I cannot go on air for, like, a while. And you have to make a statement. What would you say?
I would make a statement. Yeah, I thought about this already. I would say, yeah, fuck y'all.
And I'm, like, in the background. Yeah. Like,
like, whoever is offended just doesn't know you.
Yeah. Yeah, I have the same. Know? Yeah, I have the same for you, of course. Like, I stand by you. And
yeah, like, I wouldn't mind if I get cancelled and you want to do, like, because my right is different than your right, like, doing something right, or, like, the overall doing something right. So
truth.
Everyone should do what they think, the truth, the overall truth, what they think is right in that moment. But for me, it would just be like, yeah, like, you want to cancel him? Fuck off.
Yeah, I find this really interesting. Like, I find it so interesting, the
Yeah.
what is allowed and what
Cancel
is
culture.
cancel culture. Like, what is allowed, what isn't allowed?
Yeah.
Because you notice that we're getting more socially aware, and that is a good thing. We're trying to include as much as we can, but people in that process are also becoming more aggressive towards other groups. Like, you can see this on social media that, like, or that in America the White House got overthrown, and like these groups that don't feel that they are part of the narrative or don't feel like their values are being accepted, even if they're wrong, you know? Like, even if they're wrong, because including one group could lead to the exclusion of another.
Yes.
And then it just gets mayhem. And I don't think, okay, this is like my little conspiracy theory part of me. I don't think we're heading for a third world war, but to a very intense civil war, like
Yeah.
with each other, like in between nations, you know? In the
Yeah.
nation, I mean.
In the nation, in between the people,
In between
yeah.
the people.
Which is, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, like
Makes so much sense.
yeah, I hope not, of course. But yeah, anyway, so
Anyway.
mental health does tie into that. We've both struggled a lot with like how to perceive yourself. Like, how do you look at yourself? Like, how is your self worth? Like,
Ooh, my self-worth. That's like such a fine line between me being super arrogant because I'm like, I am so fucking sick, I love myself, and being the most insecure little shit that you can like encounter, that I'm like, I'm not worth being loved, and I don't know how people think that I'm nice or pretty.
Wait, whoa.
Yeah, like it's such a fine line between those two things. Like either I love myself or I hate myself.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's me too. Like, and that ties,
Yeah.
like, what I've understood from it, like, that ties back together also with like parenting or something. Like, if you've experienced aggressive parents, your ego becomes very unstable because of that. Like, because everything you do is either like fine or really bad, you know? So you
It's
like,
very black
it's
white,
very
yeah.
black and white. And that's
Yeah.
like, at least that's how I experienced it for me. Like, maybe for others it's different, but I've experienced that that affected me a lot and made me think a lot about like what I do. Is this right? Is this good? Like, gets in your head, you know? But that's love is the answer. Yes.
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 Yes. Love.
Yes.
Amen.
Perfect.
No, but it's yeah, like the black and white thinking. Like for me it was less self-perception, it was more the perception of the world. Like
Okay.
I was very black and white towards other people. I was like, that's right, that's wrong, you suck, you cool, and it could switch like that. I could drop people like that, I could judge people like that, and that was really bad.
Yeah,
Yeah,
what fixed that?
Australia
Yeah.
and like confrontation therapy. Like Australia was confronting me with all these weird things that I judged so hard in like back in Germany in my life. And yeah, they just showed me it's fine.
Yeah, I remember even like that you like had such a judgment against people drinking, and that was
Because
the first time you
until
saw.
then,
Yeah.
yeah, until then, everyone in my surrounding that drank got ag aggressive.
Yes.
So I linked alcohol to aggression. And then I went to
Yes.
Australia,
And people are
and
like,
suddenly people,
whoa,
yeah, and
woo.
I'm like, wait, you drank and you're funny. And
Yes.
suddenly my whole like perception of alcohol changed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now I'm an alcoholic.
Yes.
So much fun.
It's not even a joke. Like, you also have like this perception of smokers.
Oh, and now I'm a smoker. Yeah,
Wait, mommy's watching.
she doesn't know.
Okay, good.
Don't tell mommy.
Don't tell mommy. Leave
Yeah.
a comment down below. Oh
Do
yeah,
not
leave a
translate
comment
this
down
to
below
German.
if you. Yeah, leave a comment
Yeah.
down below if you noticed something for yourself in your life that you had a lot of trouble with when you were younger, but you got confronted with it and healed it for in the future. I'm curious to see what that thing is. Like, for Bianca was, for example, alcohol.
Yeah.
And I think that for me it is. What did I change with mom? I think maybe that's, I feel that everything is always like, I'm like, people can't do not anything wrong. Only I can do something wrong. And I need to get as good as possible, as quick as possible, so that it's always on me, you know? Like, okay, people can be, but then I realize, no, wait, this is your shit. Like, this is your problem. And through you, I also learned to implement some more of, like, because black and white in itself is not bad if it's used right. Because then you can also individualize, like, oh, this is mine, that's yours. And like, wait, your lifestyle is actually affecting me. And I don't need to be like fucking monk, like meditating and levitating in the middle of the air, like be fully zen. Or to have like this unattainable goals in order to deal with your shit, you know? Like, I can also tell you, deal with your shit. And then, yeah, and just like back that off.
Yeah, like I also, in some ways, I like my black and white thinking, because that also just makes me love certain things very much and hate other things, which is fine. Like, I have bands that I love and I have bands that I hate. I have people that I love. I have people that I hate.
Yeah.
And that I like. Like, I'm not open for everyone. I'm just like, I hate you. I hate you.
I love you. See
I
how
love
we did
myself
that?
Too.
Yeah. That was meant for you. I said it already the last time. I think I've said it enough now.
I'm very self-absorbed.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You're a really good friend. Like, people notice. No, for real. Like, Bianca does a lot. Yeah. Like, it's crazy. For friends, you will drive 10 hours and not care about that just to see people.
It's funny how you have to defend me right now in case people start hating me because I just said that I hate them.
No, I don't care about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have another question.
Yeah.
Like, if you are... like, not in a depressive state, because I know when people are depressed, they don't do shit. But if you are on a low energy day or like a little bit of a sad day, what are you doing to turn it around? Like, what is a little thing that you know will always lighten up your mood at least a little bit?
That's a good question. Well, meditate. That really helps. Like, if I'm low on energy, just I also notice that I'm thinking too much, overthinking. So meditation, like... then also workouts, like, just even if it's 10 minutes, just move.
That's like hearing that as a non-workouter always sucks.
That sucks. Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
It's like, oh, if you're sad, do sports.
Yes.
Like, it really helps. It really helps. Like, yes, it does.
Of course, but I don't want to work out. Yeah, totally. I've been a gamer my whole life and I've been just sitting there and people are like, you should move. And I'm like, yeah, I'm moving online. Like, level 47. Yeah. What do you think? Like, But
it does really help. It sucks so much to say it and to hear that.
Yeah.
Like, just move. Just work out.
Yeah, and that's...
love your body.
Yes.
Eat healthy.
Like, I don't know if you know Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very, like, very, like, about this. He says, like, if you can move to the fridge, then you can work out. But I'm like, no, I don't know. That's not how it works. And apart from that, I think writing... like, to just write out my thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
I think maybe that's not a workout. You just sit there, you look, and whatever comes in your mind, like, I don't know what I need to write about. Write about. What about the sun and the moon? What does it say about me? And then you just go into this flow of consciousness. That helps.
Yeah, that's why I also think that a lot of artists, when they have, like, sad phases, they create the most beautiful things.
Yeah. Yeah, it's therapy. It's a process. What is for you?
For me, it's... I think going outside, like, as soon... like, I don't like seeing things made by humans. Seeing that is so fleeting. It's so... wait, there's a difference between... what is this one? This one sign.
Infinity.
Infinity, and this is the other thing.
Finite.
Not infinite, it's
finite. Finite. No, it's a...
finite?
Yeah. There's a beautiful word
for
it.
Yeah, it has an ending, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's a... it has an ending.
So, seeing... it has an ending. Human things are just like, ugh. But if I go into nature and I see like the indefinite, like, that always makes me feel better and lighter.
Oh.
And then I look at the stars or like the sunset or whatever is, like, even Earth dirt makes me so happy.
Holy
like
shit.
seeing these things, rocks, and I'm like,
rocks,
man, you can exist, so why can't I? And that really helps me. Yeah,
yeah.
Super deep.
Dude, yeah, that's like poetry right there. Poetry slam. Suck ass.
I'm gonna write that down. Like, what is like the age turned around? Like, and then the opposite of that.
Yeah, it's like a driving cart, man, bro.
Yeah, dude, bro.
Mario Party. Gaming also, like, sometimes helps me to, like, get out of my head. Things that get out of your head. I think that's the best thing because... Ooh, what also fixes my, like, depression is to stop feeling sorry for myself. Like, I notice that I have a lot of self-pity when I feel bad. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
look at me.
Same.
Look at me. I'm like, I'm really struggling right now. And it's and it's hard.
And then you also judge the world around you for moving normally.
Yes.
Like, everyone's... And you're like, how can you, when I'm not? Like,
yes, exactly.
Everyone has to be sad now, because I'm sad. Like, no, bitch, get your shit together.
Yes. Do you also talk to yourself like that? No, bitch, get your shit together.
Yes.
Yeah, I sometimes do too.
Yeah.
Move your ass. I'm like, come on, like, do it, do it, do it, do it. Motivate yourself. Like, change the dialogue in your head as well. Like, instead of like, I can't do this, oh, I'm so ugly today, because I've said this my whole life, like, oh, you're so ugly, you're so fucking ugly, or why are you doing this, or why
it
you
hurts.
Sorry.
Just,
yeah, but that's,
you're so ugly, you're so fucking
ugly. Like, it's crazy that you say these things to yourself. Like, that's insane. Like, that's crazy. People talk, and but people do, like, people are horrible to yourself, but then when you say them out loud to someone else, you're like, oh, sorry, I didn't mean that. But why is it okay to yourself?
Yes, you would never say that to someone else.
No.
And then you just look yourself in the eyes and you're like, I hate myself. Like,
no,
you would never say to someone else. Okay,
I yeah, you do. You literally told a guy to kill himself. But no, you didn't. I'm just kidding.
I did.
No, you said it was an option.
Yes. Exactly.
That he should take.
Yeah. And he didn't do it.
Good. Oh, yes. I forgot to ask. Like, how is he now?
Yeah. Dead. No.
No, he's good.
We're not friends anymore. Like, sadly.
But he's good? Or is it, like...
I don't know. But he was... Yeah. No, but he also said, like... Like, we were on the phone, and I just want to finish this real quick.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, like, I will not hold you back. Like, maybe you, if you want to do it, you should do it. And he was laughing, and he was like, only you that would tell me to do such a thing. And it's so funny. Like,
yes.
And then when I said it, he was like, yeah, but I really don't want to do it. And I was like, there's your answer.
Whoa.
Like, nice.
You're
and then,
a guru.
Yeah, he noticed. Yes. Like, I don't know. It kind of, even if it sounds weird, it kind of helped him to hear, just do it, man.
Yeah.
Because then he was like, no.
Yes.
And like, and this little no was enough for him to push through, I guess.
Yes.
Like, not that I helped him so much, but.
Yeah, it's not like you went to his home and like laid it all out, you know, like, here's the road.
No, and also, like, I told him to let me know if he ever wants to do it. And if he would have told me, like, yeah, I'm going to do it tomorrow afternoon, I would fly the fuck back to Australia.
Yes.
I would go there and cry my eyes out.
Yes.
Like, that's not the thing. Like,
yeah.
I would try to stop him.
Of course.
But,
yes.
Yeah.
And I also think, like, this is, there's, like, a psychological thing. Like, the more you feel like you cannot do something, the more you're like, but can
drawn
I?
Drawn to it, maybe.
Yeah, you're drawn to it. But then if suddenly the option appears of, like, wait, I actually can do whatever I want. Like, it also becomes less appealing, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, so that was funny.
Oh, that's so weird.
Are you okay, or are you still lagging out?
Yeah, like, I just heard, like, now I'm good again. It's weird that it's happening. It's a little bit of lag. We're fine, though. We're good. We're alive. We're back.
Okay.
That's weird. Just like a quick spike. Just happened now 3 times, and this was the third time. I don't get the internet, and the internet, like, there's a cloud up there, and there's, like, apparently the internet is underground. Like, apparently someone explained to me, like, the internet is under, not above.
So wait, when I call you, like, with my phone, does it go underground?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, it does. Well that's satellites.
Okay, that's different.
But the internet, apparently, there's not like a literal cloud above us, but it's like underneath us. This is how far I get it.
That's It's so, I hate everything. I hate
that.
everything. I have like a quick story time that I want to tell you
Yes, please
because
do.
I also hated my life like the last 3 days or something.
Yeah.
Quick background story. I have this guy that I've been seeing for like a few weeks now, and it was just friendly with like a little bit of a side eye. Like, yes, I do like you more than I like my friends, like in a weird different way, but I can't pinpoint it yet, and that's why I don't want to make any decision on that. So I just enjoy spending time with you. Anyway, so like 3 days ago or 4 days ago, he confronted me with, "What the fuck are we?"
Yo, I hate that. That's so scary. Because for me, maybe, I don't know, I need time. I need time to figure it
I
out.
need
Yeah, to
time.
process it, to like slowly melt
Yes.
the ice, you know, step by step.
And I need to be in control of that time and that situation. So when he asked me that, I was caught off guard. I was like, I don't know, I don't know. And then everything was awkward for like 2 days. We didn't see each other, we didn't text. It was just really, really bad. And then yesterday I went there again.
How
And
did it
or 2
go?
days ago. Yes, and now I want to talk about that because for me it was two ways it could go. Either we are super awkward, we sit next to each other and are really emotional and sad, or we pretend as if nothing happened and we're friends again, like the way we used to be. But there was a third option. It was really cute and really pure. I arrived there and he was like, "Do you want to go for a walk?" And I said, "No, I don't really feel like it." And he said, "Bitch, get up, we're going for a walk." And I was like,
What? Yes.
"Okay, man, what the
I
fuck?"
love that
And then,
dominance. Yes.
yeah, same. And then he like gave me a second pair of pants, and I was like, "I don't need pants. Like, I have pants." And he was like, "Take them on." And I was like, "No, I don't need more." And he was like, "You do. It's cold outside. Do it." And I was like, "Okay, Dad, what the fuck is going on? Like, you
Father.
never mind, Father." And then
Have
he
a little
also wanted to
treat.
give me like another shirt and another jacket and another pair of shoes. Like, I was so annoyed. I was like, "I'm already wearing your pants. Let me alone. Like, it's okay. Leave me alone. I can do it." So then we started walking, and we were like on top of a hill. It was like nighttime, full moon. We had a beautiful view of the city. And then he was like, "Ugh, I really don't feel like walking anymore. Maybe we can use this." And he went to a bush and pulled out a sled, like for sledding.
Wow, that's
And
the
then I was
cutest
like, "What the
thing.
fuck?" Because I
Wow.
talk about it all the time that this winter I still want to go sledding. And then he pulled it out, and then we went down the hill, up the next hill, like walk up again. And then he was up there. We had this beautiful view. And then he said, "What could make this better? I know what." And he went to the bush again and like brought out two glasses and a wine bottle. And then we were just
Wow.
sitting on the sled, having the most beautiful view, drinking our wine, talking about life. It was so nice. Then we were both super tipsy. We sledded down the second hill. It like we fell so hard. Like I fell off the sled and he fell right after me. And I saved the glasses and we went back to his house and watched a movie, and it was really cute and really pure, and nothing intense happened. I just
But
leaned
that's
on him.
oh, that is
That's during the
intense.
movie.
For you,
That
that's
is
intense.
for me. We watched a movie and I leaned like on him, like next to him, on him. And that's all I did. And it was a really pure day and really cute. And I said like so many times, like, "Thank you for this. What the fuck? This is so nice."
Wow,
So
like
nice.
that's there's more options. Like there was a third option all along. And he did everything perfectly. Like he listened to you and he understood your needs and he acted upon them. He needed some time to process it, which granted is fair. And then he like I want to see what's more in that bush. I feel like it's a magical bush with like full of magical wonders and
I was a little bit freaked out when he like pulled out the second time like a bag out of the bush, because I was like, "Please don't be anything like too crazy." Like, n oh, like it was a beautiful moment, but if he would have made me a present, that would have felt weird. But to have like wine and a sled and a beautiful view, that was just chill. That was like,
Perfect. Doesn't get out the violins, doesn't start playing with you. He's like,
No, but
okay,
I was so
everyone, starts
scared.
flash mobbing. Like, I don't know. That's sick. Oh, I'm so happy to hear this. Like, it's fixed. Things get better. Like, for First, they have to sometimes get worse, but then they get better. Fighting, yes. Because then you fix, yes.
Yay!
What now? What do you nice. What do you think? How do you feel about it?
Oh my god, yeah, I called my best friend while I was still with him. And then she also just dropped a question. So, what now? What's going on now?
But,
and me and Tim, we looked at each other. We were like, we don't know. But we were on the same page. We just said we enjoyed this evening so much. And we just want to continuing enjoying things.
Yeah.
Like, it's, we don't want to put any pressure on it. We like each other at the moment. What we have might not be enough for one of us in the future, mm-hmm. but for now it's good enough and enough, you know?
Presence, mindfulness in the moment.
Mindfulness, yeah.
Yes.
Living in the moment really helps.
Yes, that also fixed most of my issues, by the way. To just become more in the moment, present, like just go outward with your focus. Man, that's a beautiful tool. I hope that you keep staying in the moment and see it day by day.
Yeah.
Just go with it. Yes.
Like, that's a good tip for everyone who is feeling sad a lot of times, because usually sadness comes from the past or from thinking about the future.
Yeah.
And that's why you then feel unsure about the present. But if you start to live in the present and you enjoy every single movement, every single meal, every breath.
Ooh, you had a good advice for that. Suddenly things get better. Yeah, you had a good advice for that. Pretend as if your life is an anime.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my god. Because animes make everything so magical. Like, you sit in the bus and you look out of the window and the light shines inside. Like, everything is magical. Your cat stepping into your room, like jumping on top of you. Everything is magic.
Yes. And
so
everything,
just pretend you're like the main character.
Yes, exactly. And because, yeah, that's perfect advice. In animation, like, every moment needs to be drawn and paid attention to. And that's the same with life. Like, you just pay attention to the moment. And know it's like also like kind of like if you are feeling down at the moment and you are listening to this and maybe it feels a bit easy or something, or like maybe it does sound a bit easy, but it has a big payoff. Go outside of
like there. even right now, like if you're listening to this in your bed or something, just grab a snack and enjoy every single bite.
Like
just try it.
Yes, like what does this taste like, and what if I bite on it for a little bit longer or chew on it, like you notice so many more flavors.
Yes, and suddenly, like, this snack is the best snack of your life.
Yes.
And then just continue doing things like this. Like, this walk is the best walk of my life. The sky is so beautiful today. Like, it was beautiful yesterday as well, but today.
Okay, no, we don't have to get competitive about it, but just this sky is better than
this
your sky.
No, my sky.
My life is so fucking.
Like, you think you went on a good walk? Well, my
walk. Yeah, like, wow, it's great that you had a walk, but.
Yeah.
I had a sled, and why?
Mm-hmm. What did you have, huh?
Yeah, huh?
Huh? Huh? Are you dumb, stupid, or dumb?
Huh? I don't know what I have. Man, I've been working myself to death the last 4 weeks. I think it's time that I become... Oh. I take these... Because I relearn this over and over again. You know, like, I catch myself often. Like, you know what was my kind of, like, spiritual awakening? It was to this...
Which song?
Hilary Duff. Wake up. And she's like, wake up on a Saturday night. And I'm like, into the matrix. And I'm like, whoa, I'm woke.
On a Saturday.
It is Saturday. Wake up, wake up.
Wake up.
On a Saturday. That's sick. Okay, yeah. So to like start wrapping it up, because I think we're reaching the end of our time. We talked about a lot. Like, I feel that I've relearned some of the lessons that I wanted to. This podcast, we talked about some very dark moments and some very light answers. We talked about how we met. Some children are weird, including us. I'm excited to hear some stories like what people overcame, if you feel like sharing that. And we wanted to have a guest for this podcast, but we were incredibly unavailable for that. But now I have a little bit more breathing time, so I will put some more effort in it. I want to fix the mic quality. Hopefully it's fine for this one. And yeah, anything to add?
No.
And the best thing, you and Michael are good again. You and Michael.
Oh, yeah. I was like, did you call him Mike?
No, Michael.
Oh, okay, because I heard Mike, and I was thinking about this mic.
Mm. Oh, yeah, a lot of mics. And another mic.
And another mic. Yes. And your mic. And my mic.
And your. And, yeah. And all the mics.
If for anyone who didn't get it, his name was Michael, okay?
Oh, I, yeah.
I did not drop his name, but it's okay.
Yep, you didn't. Cut it out.
He's not gonna listen to this anyways.
Yes. But yeah, so for next week, we're gonna have a guest on the podcast, finally, that we wanna like interview. I asked Sophie as well. She was very excited, but she was like, only 10 minutes? I thought you guys were joking. And I'm like,
no.
Watch us.
No. I'm like,
yeah,
15?
Yeah, 15, no. Yeah, how we'll approach that and how we'll do, we'll figure it out in a bit. Apart from that, we don't have a quest this week because we're still doing the dreamscape painting and the documentation of someone. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, okay, anyway, I really enjoyed this. Thank you very much for talking to me. I really enjoyed talking to you.
Yeah. For everyone or anyone who wants to, like, talk about anything, just write it in the comments. I love seeing comments.
Yes.
Come on, guys.
Yes.
Like, what makes you depressive? What helps you? Like, what do you think is magical in our world?
Or what do you hate? And even if it's the podcast.
What do you hate?
Yeah, even if it's the podcast you hate, please
let
us know.
Give us a thumbs down.
Yeah, give us a thumbs down, a hate comment in the comments. And,
yes.
Don't unsubscribe.
Share it with your friends and say those bitches are so about to get banned.
Yeah. Yeah, they're totally gonna get cancelled and they're totally too much into themselves and all that stuff. Do you also feel like real quick, like because I've been insecure or like whatever, that now I'm scared that I'm going to the other side where I'm too confident? Well, whatever, we'll see.
No.
Anyway.
Sometimes I have that, yeah.
Thank you very much for watching. This was the Yin and Yang podcast with your host Roberto and...
And Bianca. Roberto!
Yay! Thank you very much for watching. Have a very nice day and bye!
Bye.
Yay!